Unit 16, Niagara Falls, page 70.
Niagara Falls is on the border of the United States and Canada. The falls are not the highest or oldest, but they are the most powerful in the United States. In 1803, Jerome Bonaparte, nephew of Napoleon, visited the falls with his new bride. After that, Niagara Falls became the place to go for a honeymoon. Today, about 50,000 newlyweds go there every year, along with millions of other tourists. During warm months, tourists can go on a boat to see the falls from the river. The boat comes very close to the bottom of the falls. People can feel the mist from the falling water. Tourists can also walk through a tunnel under the falls and look at the falls from behind. Niagara Falls has fascinated people for a long time. Many have tried to cross the falls or go down them in different ways. In 1859, a Frenchman known as the Great Blondin was the first person to go across Niagara Falls on a tightrope. Later, he did it blindfolded. Then he did it on stilts. Finally, he went halfway across and stopped to have breakfast. He cooked some eggs, ate them, and then crossed to the other side. However, not everyone was successful. Today, stunts are illegal on the falls. Niagara Falls is not just for honeymooners and stuntmen. It is one of the most spectacular and beautiful places in the world.